So when I was in yeshiva, and I know a lot of you are heading there yourselves, I had a Rebbe by the name of Rabbi Michal Shurkin. Rabbi Shurkin is famous. He's very, very famous for a sefer that he wrote called Harei Kedem. Rabbi Shurkin was a very unique Torah personality where he basically dedicated his life to learning Torah in yeshivas. Now, like when we think of that, we're like, okay, so someone went to yeshiva for a long time, and then they went to kol for a long time, yeah? But like he like totally like slammed everybody else at this. He was a Talmud, and he stuck to Gedolei Yisrael like no other. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik simultaneously for something like 20 years straight. Over 20 years for some of them, where in the mornings he would go to Rav Soloveitchik to hear his shir, and he was a very, very close Talmud. I'm not going to say some stories about him, because if I'm going to put this on YU Torah, then there might be some controversy. But maybe we'll tell you afterwards, but huge, huge, huge Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, not Hashkafically. Hashkafically is completely in the Haredi world. His father learned in Radin by the Chafetz Chaim, the Granat. On the other hand, he felt a chashivas that he has to go and hear, learn Torah from the Gedolei Hador, which included Rav Soloveitchik. In the afternoon, he would go to MTJ, to Rav Moshe. He would hear shir with him. There's many stories of the interactions between the two of them. And since he was by the two Gedolim, then he was also with other Gedolim. He was in Shiva's Beis HaTalmud with Rav Leib Malin and others. And he was in Israel, learned under Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Big, big Gedolim. So first sefer that he wrote, first set of Sfarim that he wrote, is called Harei Kedem. And it's all of Rav Soloveitchik's Torah on the Moadim and then on Shabbos. And it's very, very, very popular. You'll see it, of course, in our Batei Medrash, but all over the world, really. And it's very, very gishmak lamdas that he got from Rav Soloveitchik. But the other thing that he wrote after this Harei Kedem, since there's a pasuk Umirosh Harei Kedem, Umimeged Gibos Olam, he wrote a sefer called Meged Gibos Olam. And Meged Gibos Olam is self-titled Uvdos Ve'etzos Migedole Olam. It's what it is that he basically, between all of his clinging to Gedolim and all of his father's clinging to Gedolim, he wrote down stories that he heard from reputable sources. And they're just stories about whatever it is that relates to Torah, to Gedolim, and he classifies it into different chapters. I'm going to pick out, just at random, a couple of stories to start off every day. It's Gishmak, you'll hear some stories, and I'm not going to tell you specific stories that I feel are the most inspiring for this or the most inspiring for that, even though I could. I think there's something to be said for just choosing those stories, just one or two, just to see sort of some stories of Gedolim and take out from them what you can, what you want. But I think they'll serve as an inspiration. So I'll tell you some very, very interesting stories. Again, I opened up to a random... A random page over here. It's in the chapter entitled Toras Chaim. So I'm sure it's going to be about Torah. So here's the first story. Reb Aaron Cutler, the Rashiv of Lakewood, we know that his right-hand man, he says, was known as Irving Bunin. I don't know if any of you have heard of him. He wrote a famous commentary on Pirkei Avos, which Rabbi Spitz actually, just at Shul, was quoting this Shabbos. So Rav Aaron Cutler and Irving Bunim are sitting there together at some drasha. The guy gets up and he gives the drasha and he says, the Chafetz Chaim says that in Olam Haba, Zevulun and Yisachar will not only get the same chelek in Olam Haba. Again, Yisachar, Zevulun is the way that we talk about a relationship where someone supports someone else in learning. If someone supports someone else in learning, we say, says the Chafetz Chaim, not only will they have the same Olam Haba, the person who supported and the person who learned, but says the Chavetz Chaim, Lagambi Yedias HaTorah Yizke Zevulin B'chol HaTorah Shal Yisachar. In terms of how much they know up there, Yisachar and Zevulin will have equal Torah knowledge in the Olam HaEmes. So this being the case, again, this person, this is what the Chavetz Chaim says, not only do you get the same Olam Haba, but you also get the same Torah knowledge in Olam Haba. So Irving Bunim turns to Rav Aaron, and he says, so one second. So he turns to him, and he was, again, someone who supported Lakewood Yeshiva, the big balabas. Says, Imke, nimse sha'aniv ha'rosh yeshiva, shneinu shavim legamri ba'olam ha'babi, yediyas ha'tor v'zchar ha'torah. Vimke, ma be'ni le'veinichem. Says Irving Bunim to Rav Aaron Cutler, he says, so what's the difference between us? In Olam Haba, we're going to be exactly the same. So why do you do what you do? So he told him, he responded, Rav Aaron turns to him with a big smile and he says, it's true, you're right, in Olam Haba we're equal, but I'm the one who has Olam Hazeh. I'm the one who has Olam Hazeh. You don't have Olam Hazeh, you're busy working. I have Olam Hazeh. That's one story. Tell another story over here. There's a story, also a Baron Cutler story, now that we're on the topic of Baron Cutler, and we'll cease with this. There's a story, a group of Bachrim, who were very, very big learners, and they came to learn in Lakewood for one zman, for one set of time. And he says there were eight guys there, and these guys were very, very sharp and excellent, excellent Bachrim. And they came to Rav Aaron, and they told him over, the minhag yeshiva says that you tell over a shtikl Torah to the Rosh Yeshiva when you come. Tell over a shtikl Torah, back and forth, a very fiery piece, akasha, teretz, akzais, this. Okay, so the seven Bachrim, they come in, and they each tell over a nice pilpul to him, a nice Dvar Torah. And the eighth Bachar came in, and he says, I don't have a Dvar Torah for you. I don't have a shtikl Torah for you, but I have five kashas that I don't know the answer to. Okay? He says, I don't know who can do it. So, Baron Cutler sits down, he hears the first kasha, thinks about it. I don't know, it's a good kasha. Fine! The guy asks the second kasha. Again, Rabaran, I don't have an answer for you. Third kasha, fourth kasha, fifth kasha. Rabaran's just sitting there, shrugging his shoulders, he doesn't have a kasha. 15 years later, and again, this guy, all these guys, eight guys were in Lakewood for one zman. They came for one period of time. I don't know whether it was Pesach zman, summer zman, whatever zman it was that they were there. They were there for most of the year. How many people passed through Lakewood? Hundreds, thousands. 15 years later, this last guy who asked the kashas meets Rav Aaron at a chasana, at a wedding. So he goes over to him, Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. I'm sure you don't remember me. I was in Lakewood for a little bit. Rav Aaron turns to him and he says, you think I don't remember you? Because you, what you caused me, because of your five questions, I didn't sleep for 3 weeks. How could I forget you? Akasha sometimes could be the thing that has the most impact. It's the most meaning that should bother us. And it's also sometimes a catalyst to help us learn Torah. So it's not always about the Chiddush and the Dvar Torah, probably Rav Aaron didn't remember the other seven guys, but the Kasha guy, he remembered. Anyways, take away what you can. Let's work on now our actual learning for the day, now that we have a little bit of inspiration to start things off.